mace. There are three type of tumors that come out from a mace. Rashi says, tumois harbe or porshes min a mace, could go in kezayis bos. A lot of different type of tumors come out of a mace. Either you have a kezayis of the bos, or the shedra, or the backbone, or gogoylus, the skull. Yesh lechosu vuba tumois, more tabvetzen. She says like this, shalosh tumos prushois, min a mace. Shtayim b'chol ach, and there's a lot of them come out, but the halacha is like this. Shtayim b'chol achas, ushlishis ein behem. Two is by all of them, and the third is not. So as she said, all of them have two tumas shameis, means oy magomas. All these cases, all these tumas that come out from the mace have both tumas magomasa, without oil. Oy maga v'yoyablimasa, or else it has magane without masa. Oy masa v'yablimaga, v'yashlishi enbo. Like a lot of them don't have all three together. By regular mace, there's almost all three tumors. There's maga, mas, and oil. A lot of them, though, only have two out of the three. They don't have all three. Now, v'yelohein, these are the ones. Rashi says, ha-gimel ha-porshes she-ha-mishpat hazeh no-egbo. There are three things that come out from the mace that have this halacha, that only two of them apply and not all three. One of these three halachas, mole tarvod rekiv. If you have a spoonful of rekev, that's like when the mace starts to disintegrate, and you have the dust inside his coffin. So if you have a spoonful of that dust, the Torah said that's also like tumi mace to it. Or else the yetzim kser, you have the bone of a mace, the size of a barley. The goylel v'doifik. Or else if you have the goylel v'doifik, that's like the coffin itself. The goylel, I think that's the top of border, top of the mace, and the doifik of the sides. Rashi says, Goyim is the kisa at the top of the coffin, helyim, tashnes na'ala mace, doifik zeh nita mitzidah, that's the sides of the mace. So these three things, even though they have tumas ha-mace, but they don't have all three halachas. They don't have tumas maga, masor, and oil. So like this, what are the halachas? Mole tarver rekev, if you have a spoonful of this dust of the mace, mentama b'masor oil. There's only tumas mas to be carried, or tumas oil. But v'yein matamah b'maga, there's no tumas maga. Why? V'heichin magoi, imachas yeye. Because there's no tumas maga. Why? Because when you touch it, you don't touch the whole thing. Like it's dust. Each particle is a piece by itself. So you're not touching the whole handful. You're only touching the out part of the outside of it. By regular kezayis of a mace, it's one piece. So when you touch that one piece, it's called you touch the kezayis of a mace. You have tumas maga. But over here, the dust, every piece is a piece by itself, and it's not possible to touch the whole kezayis of it. Therefore, there's no tumas maga. The heichad maga, where is there tumas maga? Imachas mehem, that's esem kisera. The heichad maga shashomeis, piachas mehem, the cholachas melu, hashtayim hanesaurus. Yeah. That's where is the tumas maga, the other two. The other two have tumas maga. There's by girl of a doifik and by etzim, there is a tumas maga. Now, the next halacha. Etzim kisir, we have a bone of a mace the size of a barley. Mitama b'masa b'maga. It has tumas mas to be carried or if you touch it. But v'yayna mitama b'yayl, there's no tumas oil by etzim kisir, that's the halacha. That's the halacha l'mash misinai. The maga mas is slave loy oil. It's halacha l'mash misinai. V'echin oloy, where do we have tumas oil? Yemachas mehem with the other ones. With the other two have, one of them is oil. Now, goyim l'vadoifik, what tumor does that have? The sideboards and the top board of the coffin, that's what Rashi learns. Tintoyes learns it means the matzeivra on top. But Rashi learns it means the coffin itself. So it's metama b'maga b'yoil, if you touch it, or if you're in the same oil. But v'yayna metama b'masa, there's no tumor masa over here. Rashi says he's not sure. Rashi says it's lawful much mitzvah is good. Hayachim sukkah. Rashi says he's not sure. How do you know this? To say there's no tumas masa by gola b'doifik. That's what it says here. There's no tumas masa by gola b'doifik. Ve'echad maso. Where is there a tumas masa? In echad mehem with the other two. Skits out of these three special halachas, each one of them is missing one of the three halachas of tumas mas. Now the Mishnah says kul yis nevei lo kul yis asheretz. If you have this thigh bone from a behemoth that's nevela, or from a sheretz. So the Mishnah said a chiluk, whether there's a hole inside the bone that you could touch the inside marrow, then there's a tumas maga and masa, and if it's sholem, if you can't touch it, then there's no tumas maga, no tumas masa. Tana Rabban wrote like this, the pasuk says, v'nevelosoi v'loi b'kul yistuma. There's only a tumas nevela if you touch the nevela itself, and not if you touch the closed bone that you can't touch the inside. Yochel, I would have thought to say, afilu nikvir, if there's holes in the bone also, maybe still there's no tumah to it. Talmudim, no, the pasuk says, hanageya yitma, that if you touch it, you do become tumah to this bone. So dashing like this, es she'efsha liga tumah, if there is even a small hole in this bone that you could even put a hair inside it, so it's possible for you to have your body touch it, then your tumah just by touching the bone itself. But the she'efsha liga, but it's not possible at all to touch the marrow inside. Notice here, the bone of a nevela has no tumah. By nevela, it has to be basar hanevela. So it's only the marrow inside that's called basar. So if it's iyef sheliga, if the bone is complete, that you can't get inside to the marrow, so then tor, then there's no tumas maga, then there's no tumas masa. Omo le reb zeh labai, so reb zeh sabak rabayim, elamayatif, so, tehema bi'oira le'tetamei, when you have this skin around the animal, there should be no tumrida, because the skin itself has no tumma. It's only the boss, and he can't get to the boss either. So it shouldn't be tamei. Rashi calls the mashlehush to klal. If he didn't skin the animal yet, there should be no tumma. You can't touch the boss. So Mara says, puk chazi, go out and look. Kama nekovim yesh, but no, there are plenty of holes in the animal. Rashi says the mouth, the chaytim, the ear, the eyes. So it's possible to touch. It's not just possible to touch, even though you touch now the outside, you also have a tumor. Oma labor of popular rovo, elamayativ, so, kulyo v'chalbo letetamo. The kidneys, v'chalbo has a fat all covered over it, letetamo. And also you shouldn't have a tumor of the kulyo, you can't get to it. Someone says, no, tochazi, kamachutu nishach memenu. There are a lot of strands that come out of it, a lot of fibers run through it. So if it's called, it has holes through it. Rashi's BMCU survey, hein bus, that's called meat. So kisti, you could touch the meat itself, therefore there could be, you'll have a tumas maga. Boy, Rashi has a shot like this. Chisha volel l'meikfa. He had in mind to make a hole in the bone. He had in mind to do it. But, volel nikfi, he didn't get around to do it yet. Maho. Since l'maisi didn't pierce the hole through the bone, so l'maisi you can't touch the marrow inside, it has no tumor. Maybe no, since you had in mind to pierce the hole through the bone, that alone is enough. So Gemara says, Poshto mechusa nekiva lav mechusa maizam, he was poshto nechnam, it is metama. As long as you had in mind to do it, even though you didn't do it yet, that's not considered like a mechusa maizadami. So it's still called as if there will be a tumas maga soon, and since there will come a tumas maga, Hinechnam even right now also will have a tumas maga. Now the Mishnah says, Beitzas hasheretz, the yeg that comes out from a sheretz, hamrum kemis, that it was something formed inside the yeg, hamrum kemis, means like there's a sheretz being formed inside it. Rashi says, "Yesh sheretz shumato beitzim tzav yalto b'chaymit." There are certain type of reptiles that they give off eggs. Hamrum mekemes. Rashi says, "Shenola b'afreyach." They're like a baby inside the egg, started to form already inside. So loch is tohira. Right now, if you touch the egg, still you tor. Rashi says, "While if it's yesh ligabo, it's not possible to touch the afreyach, the kid inside." Mikfo. Let's see, you make a hole in the egg. Kol shu. No matter how small you make a hole, then tamei. Then yes, then by touching the egg you become tamei. Rashi says, "After pish le noga, ela shashayma matzia tumah. The shayma takes out the tumah. And well, since it's possible to touch it, the tumah comes out." Akvor shechetziv bosa vechetziv adama. Let's say you have an akvor over here. You have, let's say, a mouse. Half of it is flesh, and half of it is earth. You have such a mouse like that. So, hanageh b'bosa tummy, if you touch the boss of the flesh of it, your tummy. But adam, if you touch just the earth of it, is tor. If you touch the earth, that's the opposite size of the basar, that also is metameyu. Rashi says, Yesh minak for shein the poor rovela miyatz munetz medam, it's created from the dirt. Kashba mshos, and this has part of it has dirt on it. That's the machlokes. If you touch the dirt part, do you become tummy or not? Tanakama says no, and Yehuda says yes. Even if you touch the yadoma on the opposite side of the flesh, you'll also become tummy. So turn around, but like this. The pasuk says hatmeim, the unclean ones, vidashim l'rabbis beitis hasheretz, comes to include even the egg of a sheretz, v'kuvius hasheretz, whereas the bone, this we had before, the bone of the sheretz also has tumma. Yochel, I would have thought to say, I feel lirikma. Maybe any egg is tummy, even though there's no baby, there's nothing formed inside it. Tamler, the pasuk says no hasheretz. It says no hasheretz. That mas sheretz shirakim has to be formed already. After beitzah hasheretz shirikma, only if there's a form, there's like an efroyach inside the egg. Yochel, I would have thought to say, I feel lirikma, even though it's not pierced, there's no hole in the egg yet. Tamler, the pasuk says no hanageh yitma. So without shenefshev sheliga tummy. If it's possible to touch, you do become tummy. Yes, shiyef shaliga, if it's not possible to touch it, then tor, then you remain tor. Now, the kamani kibosa, how much of a hole do you have to make inside this egg to say it's possible to come tummy? Kuchut hasara, no matter how small it is. Why? Shiyef shaliga, kuchut hasara. It's possible to take one of your hairs and put your hairs in there and touch it, and that will be metamiyu. Since it's possible for you to touch it, now it has tum even just touching the outside of the egg. Now it says the Mishnah Chiddush here, Akfor Shechet, you have this mouse. The half is dirt, the half is flesh. I'm going to be sure, but Levi, Vu Shehishritz Apnei Kuloi. It has to be, though, that it was Mashritz. The whole length of it was developed already. The whole length of this mouse has to be formed already. Shehishritz Apnei Kuloi. And Iki Demaskal, some learned this Aseifel. We have you do aina af on a gay about the meat if you touch the dirt. Shek neged bosa. Tommy. On this, I'm Meshua ben Levi, who shisrits al pene kul. It has to be like those sheretz was formed already. Not the pshat is now it's in the middle of being formed. Like it's being formed, half the flesh was made, and the other half is the dirt, but it wasn't formed yet into flesh. That wouldn't be tummy. We're talking about the whole form was done already. But it stays this way, so that if you touch the other side, the dirt, you become tummy. Now, man the masla reish, the one learns the reish, the koshke for sure in the sefer. But man the masla sefer, then the sefer where you're touching the dirt, there you're only tummy if the whole thing was formed. Our reish at the beginning, after God la hishrus, could even though it wasn't formed completely yet, so what? But the mice, if you touch the basa part, that is basa of a sheretz, and that would be metamiyu. It's only when you touch the adama part, that has to be completely formed. But if you touch the flesh part, then the mouse, Shemayani, I hear from here, Afilu Akfor Shabiyam, even an Akfor is in the sea. Sheshmay Akfor's name is Akfor, it also has a tumor on it. The dinner was a swallow like that. Timur Bechuda, the Torah said there's such a thing, there's a tumor by a chuda, by a weasel. The Timur Bi Akfor, the tumor by a mouse. Machu just like the weasel, Min Hagod Laloritz. It only means a type that grows on the ground. Maybe Akfor, the same thing as the mouse, is only minagod or something that grows on the ground, and not something that grows in the yam. The other source, no. Or klachaber zu, go to this way. Zu timma bechuda, the timma biachver. Here there's a tumor. They both have, there's a tumor bechuda in the weasel, a tumor in the mouth. Machu, just like the weasel. Kol sheshma chuda, anytime it has a name of bechuda on it, it's tummy. Maybe Akfor, same thing by Akfor also. Kol sheshmei akfor, every time it has the name of an akfor, af akfor shebiyam sheshmei akfor. Maybe even the akfor is from the yam. As long as it's called an akfor, it's called a mouse. It also should have tumma. On this Talmud, the pasuk says aloritz. Mashma, the sheretz is only tumma, the ones that grow on the ground, but the one that grows biyam, they don't have any tumma. So Moses says that's true. E aloritz yochol aloritz yitma. Maybe then the sheretz is only tumma when it's on the ground, on the dry land. But Yorad Liyamatse goes down to the ocean, Layir, it wouldn't be tummy, maybe. Talmud, Mr. Pasuk says, no, it says Hasheretz, Hasheretz. That means Kol Mokim Shasheretz, any place where it's creeping, it'll have tumma to it. So therefore, even though it's Biyam right now, but since it was created on the Yabasha, it would be tummy. Or Yenim, maybe not that Reyel Hasheretz, maybe kol ha-mashrut yitma shein mashrut lo yitma, that's the pasuk, go to Yaakov, shechetzi bosu chesed badoma, shein pov rov v'dinu. Yeah. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here. Do this tomorrow. Alright, we'll stop here.